You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good Saturday morning to you out there. This is Landon, Bob's son, here for Lifeline Ministry. I want you to get awoke real quick. Get your coffee, get whatever you have to do, listen to me. Listen to me. I think this is one of the best things God's ever laid on my heart this morning. I really do. I mean, this thing is ministering to me. This whole teaching is like phenomenal, man. So call somebody. Do whatever you have to do to get as many people to hear this as possible. Wake somebody in your house. Call your neighbors. Call family up north. Whatever you got to do. I'm going to give you real quick. Right now, just grab a pencil, something to write on. I'm going to give you phone numbers to contact us here at the studio live. I'm going to give you a way to listen online. I'll tell you how to link up with us online. I'll give you the on-demand address. I'm going to give you the Gmail right up front. I'm going to get it all right up front. And then I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you how to sow into this ministry too. Okay? So, good morning again. I love you. I'm glad you tuned in. Here's the numbers to call the station. Because what we do at Lifeline, it's called Lifeline because we want to help you. We actually want to leave the phone lines open so you have a lifeline to call in. If during this broadcast, God pricks your heart, the Holy Spirit begins to move on you and you feel that thing and your flesh comes up to fight it, forget the flesh. Go with the feeling of God. Go with the prick on the heart and call and say, man, I need God. I need this thing. I need a better walk with Christ. I need to change my life. I'm not getting it, Landon. I've got some head knowledge of God, but nothing's manifesting in my life, and I'm ready to change that. Today is your day. You hear me? Today is your day to change that. 221-1100 is the number to call the station if you need prayer or whatever you feel you need from us during this broadcast. 221-1100. The out-of-town number is 888-221-8990. You can listen right now online. So you don't have to just be on the radio. You can have someone pull it up online. If you have people that love to do that, call them right now. WCNO.com. Just click live broadcast and listen to it. If someone misses this, or if you want to review this later, WCNO.com. Click on demand. The little calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday, 8:30 a.m. The program is called Lifeline. Too easy. During the week, I have a full-time counselor. Dr. Bob is always there to help you. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support this ministry, which I highly encourage, it's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Thank you for taking notes on that. If you missed it, I'll give it again at the end. How's that? Let's go into prayer because I need the Lord, God Almighty, to reveal this teaching to me and you this morning. I need this thing to flow. This is super good. Father God, we just thank you for the privilege of being here. We thank you that we have an opportunity to come before you this morning and to sit and to bake in your goodness and to let your spirit flow through us and to gain understanding by your word and to gain a relationship with you today, Lord. Lord, cleanse us from anything we might have said, done, any wrong thoughts or intentions we've had in the last 24 hours, day, month, year, whatever it is, Lord. Please purge us now from that. We repent of all wrongdoing that we may be a clean vessel ready to inhabit you and dwell among you and learn from you this morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Father God, have your free course in this place. Please speak through me. I surrender myself to you now, Lord, to be used that we may learn, that we may inhabit the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven come upon us to teach us, train us, and learn us. Lord, let us not only hear it this morning in our spirit, let us retain it in our hearts and let it become a part of our lives that you will sit in us and on us daily, every second teaching us, Lord. We need a relationship with you like no other. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God. We praise you so much. Amen. What does it take? You ready? Listen, get your pen and paper. Get your phone to record this. You do not want to miss this one. I know I always say that, but I'm serious. You do not want to miss this one. What does it take to make the God of the Bible become the God of your heart? What does it take to make the God of the Bible become the God of your heart. I fellowship with a lot of Christians. I see a lot of different churches and a lot of things happening. And I understand that a lot of people have a lot of head knowledge about God. And they go around doing the works of God. But it never really settles into their heart to where they are able to receive, interact with, and have a manifestation of God. As long as God remains the God of the Scripture, there will be an understanding that there's, oh yeah, land, oh yeah, man, there's power in the Word of God. Oh man, there's healing in the Word of God. You know what? There's hope in the Word of God. It will make sense, but it will never make faith. It will make sense, yet never manifest in your life personally. You'll find yourself with head knowledge of Scripture and a heart motive that's opposite to what the Bible teaches. And then you'll cleave to the Scriptures like in 1 Corinthians and all that, when Paul talks about the flesh wars against the spirit and all that. And you'll go, yeah, that's true, that's true, that's true. It is true. It is very true. However, if you'll allow God to settle on your heart and your heart becomes 100% in tune with Him, you'll rise up in the spirit way more than the flesh. And you'll be able to conquer that old flesh. Listen to me. It's all about a heart condition today. And that's what we're going to focus on. I want you to hear what Jesus had to say about it. When you go to the book of Matthew, right? And you go into chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. I want you to know how to find everything. And you can always email us if you miss it. Or you can go back on demand and catch these scriptures. Jesus says this. He says, listen, man. Those things which proceed out of your mouth come forth from the heart. Man speaks from his heart, whether you know it or not. Those things, I can tell you in 2 seconds. Listen, I can have a conversation with someone in 30 seconds. I can read their mail just by what comes out of the heart, because when it comes out of the mouth, they expose their heart to you instantly. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. This is Jesus telling you this. The things that come out of your mouth come from your heart. They come from deep within you, what you think, and the thing that makes up your composite. He says, and they defile the man. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. And listen, you'll find yourself guilty of one of these, if not more. He says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. Sounds bad. We're like, oh, I don't have evil thoughts. You can't tell me you've never thought something bad about your boss. You can't tell me you've never thought something bad about the person you work with. You can't tell me some jerk hasn't cut you off in traffic and you've just gone, man, that, oh man, rah, rah. It's in your heart. It's what comes out. I've never murdered no one. You have with your mind. You have with your mouth. You've slain them to another person. Listen, I don't have time to break all that down, but if you'll get real with those words and don't put up the religious facade, you'll find yourself getting real with the Scriptures and going, God's right. God's right. So the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man or a woman. These are the very things which defile a man or a woman. But then, ready? We're going to get off that. I just want to show you that in reality, this is who we really are. This is where our heart really is. And Jesus even said so. But then, the beautiful thing is, the book of Proverbs tells us how to fix it. Proverbs 4:20. You go to chapter 4, verse 20, and you start there. Check this out. He says, my son or my daughter, attend to my words. Please record this. You need this particular verse in life, and you need to get this verse until you understand it. If you have to read it 100,000 times, it must sink down in you. My son, attend to my words. Or my daughter, attend to my words. Attend to them. Give your attention to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. The Bible says, let your eye be single, and your whole body shall be full of life. Woo! Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. You're going to hear the word faith and the word heart a lot. This is what this whole teaching is about, because your faith comes from your heart. I'm trying to link this together and show you how this works. Attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Let them not depart from thine eyes. That means you actually have to look at the Scriptures. You can't just go by what every preacher says. You can't put on a few good little CDs and listen to them every now and then. You actually need to look at this stuff. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In your head? No. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them. Who's going to find them? Only the ones that are seeking for them. And health to all their flesh. Let them not depart. Attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it, what, your heart, are the issues of life. Does that sound familiar? Jesus said over here, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart and defile the man. Then he said, keep thy heart with all diligence. It's your responsibility. Above all things in life, you have to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, what, the heart, are the issues of life. I hope you're following this. This is phenomenal. Your heart motive is what you are identified as. Seriously, your heart motive is what you are identified as. Whatever you chase with your heart is what people identify you as. Jesus said, for where your treasure is, we're going to switch it now, for where your treasure is, so when whatever your treasure of your heart is, or whatever your treasure is in life, that's where your heart is. Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The thing you treasure is where your heart is. If you'll become a treasurer of his word, your heart will follow. In other words, what if we treasured his word and we treasured our communication with him? People would actually see you and identify you as a godly person. Let me give you step one. I'm going to give you the simplest step, and then we're going to go into the book of Ephesians, if you want to turn there now. You must be, and this is not an option. If you look at Romans 12:2, it actually says, you must, the word must, there's no way around it. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your heart motivates you to do and to think like you do. So if you'll transform the renewing of your mind, what you'll transform it with will be the Word of God, the communication with God, the Spirit of God. That'll begin to get in your mind, and once it becomes your thought, it will leak down into your heart. When it gets settled on the throne of your heart, that's when things will change. That's when God will start to manifest. That's when you'll begin to hear the voice of God. That's when you'll begin to have communication with God. That's when you'll begin to have fellowship with God. As long as it's only in your head, you'll never have a real intimate relationship with God, because you have head knowledge about him, but you don't have the heart motive to love him. There's a major, major difference. If you will diligently reprogram your mind, it will begin to change your heart. How do you do that? By putting the word of God in you richly. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to get into the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. So go there and get that ready. But I want to just remind you and give the open line that you may call here. If this has already pricked you, if the Holy Spirit's already starting to prick your heart, and you're like, man, I've been living totally opposite of that. I don't even read the word. I don't even care about that. And when I do, it is head knowledge. I've never taken time to allow God to come in and settle on the throne of my heart. I don't invite Jehovah God to control my body. I don't invite him to take over my mind. I don't invite him to be the Lord of lords and King of kings. I really don't. I just have understanding of him. So it's no better than like a football game. If someone wants to talk about a little religion, I understand it. God is not in the religious business. Man is. God is in the relationship business. He wants you to be his son and his daughter, and him to be your daddy, and you call on him for all your needs, and he answers all your prayers. That's his desire for you. His grace and his mercy is way more abundant than you can possibly comprehend in your mind, and you'll never experience the grace and the mercy of God until your heart falls in love with him and you see him with the eyes of your spirit as your spiritual father. When he becomes your father, that's when you'll start having an intimate communication, and the revelation and the relation of God will manifest in your life. And the Bible says, for this reason, call no man father upon the earth. It's in the Gospels. I forget exactly what, what book or whatever, but you can find that. You can look it up in your concordance, because he wants him to be your all in all. Now, I'm going to give you a chance, because I'm about to get into some real good teaching here, and I want everybody to pay attention. So if you need to call here now, I'm going to give you another chance. But if you need to call now, if you're like, man, that's it, I want to surrender my heart to God today. I really do. I want to call there now, and I want to say, man, Father God, I want you to be on the throne of my heart. I'm tired of head knowledge. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of playing perpetual Christian. I'm tired of acting religious. I'm tired of the facade, because people see me as one thing. But at home, man, my life is a mess. At work, my life is a mess. If people could see my thought mind, they'd lock me up. If you need to change, you're welcome to call her and say, I need Christ bad. I need this teaching bad. I need to get in my word bad. God, set up on the throne of my heart. I invite you right now, today. Now, remember, faith only comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you have the opportunity. The phone number is 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town is 888-221-8990. Faith. Faith is believing God with all your heart. Faith is believing in something you're hoping for, and it's actually evidence in what you can't even see. It's the belief in what you hope for and the evidence of what you cannot see. That won't make much sense to you until Romans 10:17 starts to settle in your heart. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I love this verse. It's one of my favorite scriptures. And if you turn it around backwards, it says, listen, man, if you'll stay in and read the word of God, you'll begin to hear from God. And when you begin to hear from God, it changes your whole world, and you'll start to have faith. You'll start to have faith. When you begin to hear from God is when you'll begin to develop faith. Wow. No longer will it make sense. No longer will you have sense knowledge about the Bible and be able to discuss the literary context and how things flow in the Greek and in the Hebrew. All that is important, but it's more important that you start to hear from God. If you have Jehovah God guiding you and teaching you, instructing you, and loving you, it'll change your ways. It'll change every single thing about you. Paul says, let's go here. This is the meat of this teaching. The book of Ephesians, he's talking to the church at Ephesus, and I want us to put emphasis on this because the church is what's supposed to be helping people today and running people today and teaching them how to get into an intimate relationship with God. Okay? So Paul addresses the church directly. He says, listen, man. He says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Think about that. The whole family in heaven, the whole family in earth is named. He says this, that he would grant you, now pay close attention to these verses. This is unreal stuff, man. This is so rich, it's going to blow your mind. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able. You're not able. In other words, you're saying you got to go through Jesus and you got to go to Jehovah God. He says, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's talk about these verses. Let's break these verses down a little bit. He says this. He says, Paul says, listen, man, my prayer for you, I'm on my knees. I bow my knees to God Almighty because here's my prayer for you. He says that he would grant you. What he means by that when he says that he would grant you, that you can't earn it. Don't earn it, and don't start that bargaining with God thing. Oh, God, if you'll do this for me. God, I know I got this pickle. God, I know I hadn't done this, but I was raised in church. I understand how you work in my head, and now I'm in a pickle. And because I'm in this pickle, God, do this. Listen, if you'll do this for me, God, I will do that. If you'll do this for me, God, I need you now. It's not that God won't, and it's not that he can't. He very well may do that. His grace and his mercy is way more abundant and way more rich than we can even comprehend. There is a good shot that when you throw up that mercy or that Hail Mary prayer, he very well may answer. But here's what happens to us. He draws near to those of a contrite spirit or those of a humble, meek, or pure heart. We never get there with our heart. This world has programmed us to be hard-hearted. It has educated our minds to the point that where we are so smart and so educated and we have so much understanding of head knowledge, it's hard to reach your heart. Half of us don't even know we have a heart. We're very cold-hearted people. We're about the power. We're about the money, the wealth, the fame. Look at me, who I am. Check out my title. I did it. Look at me. I did it. Paul says, no, that doesn't work with God. You need to be on your knees praying that he'll grant you. He'll grant you. God grants you. When you come to him with a pure heart and you say, God, I really need you. And the first time, listen, God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart, not the thoughts and intents of your mind. He understands that, but he's not worried about that. The minute your thoughts and intents of your heart reach out to him, that's when he reaches back to you. That's when heaven comes down and inhabits you. He says this. He says that he'll grant you. A grant is when you petition the king, when you petition God. And he says, you know what? Well done, faithful servant. Your heart is pouring out to me, and I'll grant you what you're asking me. This is awesome. He says, according to the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory, according, let God grant you according to the riches of his glory. His glory is magnificent. He's got more grace and more mercy toward you than you can possibly understand. It is rich. It is rich. It is rich. He'll pour it out towards you. And then here's what happens. When that really happens to you, there won't even be a question of do I give God the glory? When God pours on you and something happens through you and you feel the power of God wash over you, you won't have a problem giving him the glory. You won't be able to contain it. You can't wait to tell your pastor, your dad, your mom, your neighbors, everybody what he's done to you. He says, look, I want God to grant you according to the riches of his glory to be, because it's not by your might or not by your power. The reason it's granted by his riches is so you won't do the look at me, look what I did. I ran down the block 16 times. I fasted. I prayed. I spoke in tongues. And look what I did. It doesn't work that way. He says, God will grant you according to the riches of his glory. What's he going to grant you? This is the meat of this thing, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. Say that out loud. God, please grant me according to your glory that I be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man. That is the key to changing your heart. Let God move into you richly. Let him strengthen you with his might. By his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, in your inner man. Why does he say that? Shuts down the head knowledge. The Holy Ghost is not going to take over your head. He wants to take over your heart. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Oh, so I can't educate myself into this. No, you can't. He says, let Christ dwell in your hearts by faith. Now, because you have allowed God to take over your heart by faith, you will be rooted and grounded in love. What does he mean, the love of God? When you do this, when you fall in love with him to that degree where you say, strengthen me with might by your spirit, Lord, in my inner man. I want Jesus Christ to dwell in my heart by the Holy Spirit, by faith. I give all faith to you. I'm tired of my head knowledge. I'm shutting it down and I'm going full force with you. I'm putting my faith in you, Lord. I know you're faithful and I know you won't let me down. The Bible says you are, that you being rooted and grounded in love, now you'll be able to comprehend with all the saints, with David, Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, all the saints, you'll be able to actually comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height of God's love and to know the love of Christ. You'll know it now. Now you know about it. But he says, no, you'll experience it. It'll start to manifest in your life. You'll know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Why did he throw that in there? You can't educate yourself into this. It passes your own understanding, which passeth knowledge, and that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You'll be filled with all the fullness of God. How? Because you'll be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. How much? Exceedingly abundantly. There's no stopping. There's no there's no impossibility. There's no ceiling on this. Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What power? The one that was in verse 16. God will grant you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, in your inner man. Woo! He says, I want you to be filled, man. I want you to be filled with all the fullness of God. Now he says, now unto him that's able, unto him that's able. What is that? That's the spirit of your heart by Christ in the inner man. Now he says, I want you to be filled because here's what will happen, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Now he says, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly. He's able to do it. God's able to do it, man, whatever it is, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or all that we think. He says it's way above what you comprehend in your intellect. Why? Because it's according to the power that worketh in us. What is that power? That power is that you're strengthened with might by his Spirit, by his Holy Ghost. It's a Holy Spirit from God Almighty. We refer to him as the Holy Ghost because you can't see him with your natural eye. That's all that means. It is the Holy Ghost sent from heaven by God Almighty that does the operation and the work of God. Paul says you need to be strengthened with might by this Holy Ghost, and he needs to be in your inner man, not in your head. It's got to get in your inner man, deep within you in your heart, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Now you're rooted and you're grounded in the love of God, and you'll know the love of God, and it passes your head knowledge, and you'll be filled with the fullness of God. Now, he says, now you can begin to operate in the things of God. Now unto him that's able. He's able now. Why? Because you've let Christ on the throne of your heart. You've opened yourself up to the power of the Holy Spirit. It's moving through you. He's working through you. You now are rooted and grounded in faith in your heart. And God's able to do, for the first time, he's able to do in you and through you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that your mind's able to even ask or comprehend or think. Why? Because it's according to the power of that Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost that works in you. That works in you. You got to hear this. Hebrews agrees with it. The writer of Hebrews backs this. He says, look, let us draw near with a true heart. Nothing in here says anything about your head, man. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, of faith, of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled, here's what happens when the Holy Ghost comes in you and sets up on the throne of your heart and starts to increase your faith in God, because God's starting to move through you now. You're starting to interact with him. You're getting a communication with him. His Spirit is living in you, moving through you, teaching you, talking to you, and guiding you. He says, listen, man, that'll develop a full assurance of faith in you. And when it does that, you'll have your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. You won't even remember who you used to be in the flesh. He also says right after that in Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without believing that this operation can take place in you, it's impossible to please God. Let me end with this, and I'm going to give you some call letters. When you get filled with all the fullness of God, who and what can possibly come against you? You tell me. When you get filled with all the fullness of God, who and what can possibly come against you? Huh? Filled with the fullness of God, this means God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have moved in you. They filled you. So whatever comes up against you has to defeat God. It has to defeat Christ Jesus, and it has to defeat the Holy Ghost. That's not going to happen. The devil comes at you now, he's going to go, oh, I ain't messing with that person there, full of the Spirit of God. Listen to me real quick. John 14:23. I want you to hear this real fast, and I got to sign off, okay? This is powerful because this is the promise from God that I'm telling you. Jesus said to them, he said, listen, man, please, 14:23 of John, read this 600 times this week. If a man or woman loves me, this is how God knows you're serious. If a man or woman loves me, he or she will keep my words. He or she will absolutely keep undivided, never waver from my words. And my Father, this is God Almighty, the maker of the universe, will love him or her. And we, now you got God the Father and Jesus, will come unto them and make our abode. We'll take up residence, we'll live in them. John 14:23 is the promise from Christ. If a man or woman loves me, they'll keep my words. My Father will love them. We'll come to them. We will move in and make resonance with them. That's where you need to be today, and you need to call here right now to get that. I cannot believe no one's called here and said, I need that. I need that. I need that. Change and get out of your head today and go down into your heart. Start serving God with your whole heart. Invite his Spirit to live in you. It'll change every single thing about you. 221-1100-888-221-8990. You need to hit us up on Gmail. This teaching is way deeper than I had the time to go in the 20 or 25 minutes here. TryLifeline@gmail.com. This will change your life and allow the power of God to start to manifest and flow through you. Sow your seed into this ministry. I sure would appreciate it. Sow your seed into this ministry. I want you to sow to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Sow your seed here. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll talk to you soon. I love you. This is Landon.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is TryLifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.